Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And then the last thing here is choose to give thanks. Amen. It's a choice. Independent of feelings and circumstances, it is a choice that sometimes, here's the word, requires a sacrifice. Amen. The sacrifice of thanksgiving. I don't know if you know, they used to have a offering or an Old Testament of thanksgiving to remind the people, you know, of their sins, and then also remind them of the goodness that God has done for them and the deliverance from Egypt. And it was a thing of thanksgiving, and that's what we always need to remember, that we need to always give God thanks in whatever we're going through. Now, we can be thankful in everything, not necessarily for everything. Let me give you one more illustration here. I coach basketball this season. Last year we lost all games, 0-9. We didn't win anything. I tell you, I didn't think they were going to invite me to come back to coach this year. But this year, we went, our regular season was 6-2. We made the city playoff, seed number 6. And I tell you, God was so good. My team, and you look at our talent, I'm going to be honest with you, folks. The talent wasn't that great. But when they came together as a team, we taught teamwork. It's almost like that Captain Planet. You know, you got 5 rings, but when them boys combine, they'll lay a whooping on you. And I tell you, our fourth game, we were faced against the number one team. They were undefeated, 3-0, and they were facing us. Now, before that, we had won one game and lost two. We lost a close one. And that last game that we lost, we looked so bad, and one of the parents jumped on us and said, "You guys don't know how to coach. You look pitiful." And I said, "Joanne, I hate to say it, the guy was right." because we were in a close game. We had this team. We whooped them. I mean, we were just beat. I mean, and then we lost it. It was the coach's fault. I mean, I take full credit for that one. And me and Joanne retooled that team, and they went on a 7-game winning streak through the playoffs. And yesterday we faced the number two seed, which the team that we beat, but they beat us yesterday. And my team held their head down. Look, put your heads up. You had a great run. You went to 7 games straight. And I hated it. I wanted to tell them, you weren't that good. But I didn't do it. You guys did wonderful. And I was just so proud. And here's the cool thing. After the game, if you won that game, you went to the championship. So I went to the championship. Juwan, Deontra, and Joshua said, "I'm not going. They beat us." I'm like, "Well, they're from our same rec center. We need to support them." So I like, "Yeah, they beat us, you know, but we want them to win." So I went to the championship game, and that team won it all. The team that beat us. But a good consolation that we had, we beat them earlier this season. You know, we messed up their perfect season. But I wanted to say this. Even I wasn't happy for FOR the loss, but I was thankful in it.
Amen.
It's a big difference.
Amen.
I was able to look at it and say, "Lord God, look at all you've done." I counted my blessings. Lord, we won some games that we were out. The second playoff game we played, we were down 9-0, and we came back and won 31-19. I say we got to count our blessings. I mean, don't forget what God has done. And that's what the lady was telling us. Don't count your blessings and be thankful what God has done. And I was thankful that we were able to have a good run there. But, you know, just remember, guys, just remember that first thing. Pause and think, and you will find cause to think. And remember, it has that root word. When I found it out, this is amazing. THANK has the same root word as THINK. So we have to think about God. Find out who He is, and then we can give Him the glory. I mean, no matter what we're going through, we can say, "Hey, I got my bills due, but God has supplied all my needs. Oh, I ain't got no food on the table, but some is coming in one day. I tell you, my job is acting crazy, but I'm still there." You know, no matter what we're going through, just remember, but God will supply all your needs.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.